This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence, your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Backspin Golf is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Edwin Watts Golf, and Georgetown Advantage Air. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Welcome to Backspin Golf. Thanks for joining me. As I always say every week, I'm very grateful to be able to spend an hour talking with some incredible people about this game that we love every Sunday. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate you all listening. Before I forget, which I did last week, good morning, Chris Mascaro. For those of you just tuning in, maybe for the first time, if you're looking for the best golf podcast, well, let's say one of the top three, because there are a couple other people that I love also. Next on the Tee, you can find it wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's absolutely fantastic. And Chris is so supportive of us, and we're very appreciative. So good morning, Chris. Before we get started today, and this is going to be another wonderful show, we're going to speak with our friend Ryan Ballingy from Golf News Net, and we're going to talk about something he and I will be doing in about a week up at French Lick Resort. I can't wait for that. And then, all the way from Ireland, Mickey Gallagher, who we know as Mickey G, golf pro, he is the founder of the Irish Junior Open Tour, the best tour anywhere in the world for junior players. Just incredible. And we're going to speak with him. And he's in Ireland. He's not like around the corner here. I'm always amazed at this amount of technology and what we can do. And then, of course, Man of War Matt, as I now call him, Matt McCready from over at Man of War. Before we get to all that, I want to mention something that is going on tomorrow. There is a golf outing at Keene Trace, Champions Keene Trace. And there's a full field already of 28 teams. It's the 9th annual Refuge for Women golf tournament. They didn't have one last year, obviously, because of COVID. But I can't tell you how much I admire these guys for what they're doing. And it's, as I said, it's the 9th one. And this Refuge for Women is just an amazing group. And our friend Greg Turcotte is the one that got me involved. We've had him on the show on Friday on the drive. But the main man is Ked Frank, who is with the Refuge for Women. This organization is unbelievable. They have a great partnership with Barbasol and Caddy 127. And you could check it all out at refugeforwomen.org. It's a nonprofit, faith-based organization. And this is amazing. It provides specialized long-term care for women who have escaped human trafficking or sexual exploitation. They have locations around the U.S. It's just an amazing group doing wonderful, wonderful things. So shout out to Greg Turcotte and Ked Frank and the great work that they're doing. All right, I'm ready. Here we go. Joining me now, and this is so fitting, a dear friend of the show, hugely popular, I find out when I go look at his Twitter account, and he's got 17,000 followers and a blue check mark. He must be important. And one of the best golfers that I've ever played with. And he's on a golf course right now doing Backspin Golf with us. How cool is that? Ryan Ballingy, how are you?
Matt Lawrence, how are you?
I'm okay. This is awesome. I mean, it's just awesome that you would be on the golf course doing this.
Well, I was trying to get in a morning nine.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a nice morning, a little stroll. Got my second shot yesterday, work out the Moderna through my blood. And
yeah,
playing behind some kids who are a little slow, and that's okay. It can be leisurely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I, as everybody knows about me, I'm not the best in those situations. Anyway, you can follow him on Twitter at Ryan Ballenge, Ballenge. He's also the owner of Golf News Net, which is one of the absolute best golf sites in the world anywhere. We haven't spoken for a little while. Here's where I want to start with you. And I've been asking people I respect about this. Can you tell me what you think of this PIP thing with the tour, this $40 million deal with the PGA Tour? And then I'll tell you how I feel.
It stinks. it just sends the wrong message, I think. And really, the fundamental reason this exists is to pay off the top players a bigger share of the new TV revenue that they're going to get starting in September. And then also to try to head off anybody that might want to go to the Premier Golf League, which we have thought may have gone away, but may have in fact not gone away. So,
okay. Wait. Stop there. Explain to the peeps what that is, the Premier Golf League.
Yeah, I need to provide some context to that. So the Premier Golf League is this idea of the European company that's backed by private investment, including Saudi government money, that wants to create this golf league just for the top 48 golfers that they can get. And they will play in global events for guaranteed money in basically golfer-friendly and fan-friendly events that start with a shotgun start, and they'll have a team component and all these things. And the idea is that they're just going to pay the players a boatload of money for this, their participation. They're going to buy their participation in a way that the PGA Tour just is not set up to do, because it's a not-for-profit and just the history of golf.
Right.
So that's what they're trying. They've been trying to kind of make this pitch to top golfers for a little while. And they have not been necessarily successful, in large part because of the Saudi involvement. But it seems like it hasn't gone away quite yet. And there's some suggestion that maybe by the time we get to late spring or early summer, they will actually have something to talk about and maybe some players to talk about.
I just can't see people doing this. I know we're talking about a lot of money, but the top players already make a lot of money. I mean, and then you know what this sounds like, Ryan? It sounds like this English Premier League idea that came and went in 2 days of forming a super league with 16 of the biggest clubs in the world. What the PGA Tour and these players are actually going to forget about the history of golf and golf fans and all the places that they play the tour now and just go off and play in this Premier League? Are you kidding?
I don't see it happening, but it hasn't gone away. It's not officially dead yet. So my question is, who can you get?
For one,
I mean, if you can't, let's say you can't get, I mean, Rory has said he's out. Brooks has said he's out.
Right.
Who do you get? And is that appealing enough to make it a viable competitor? I don't see that, but money has a mysterious way of working sometimes.
Okay, so that's that Premier League. So let's get back to the $40 million thing, which I hate also, but let's get back to that and continue with where you were going with it.
So, yeah, it just seems kind of like this pool is basically a way of heading off defections to the Premier Golf League and just saying, you know what, we'll just pay you money. You don't have to earn it. You just have to be popular. And here's a segment.
Right.
Here's a big pool of money that – you know, their TV revenue is going to go up 70% in the fall. 70%. So this isn't even – this is like 10% of that increase, to put it into perspective. So they're just giving them a little taste of the added money they're going to start seeing.
Well, I mean, just off the top of my head, I'll bet if you and I sat down over a glass of bourbon, we could come up with some way of for the PGA Tour with this new money that's coming in to do some really good things for the players, for their families, for different things going on around the world, say. I don't know. I think we could. Here's the thing that, like, they're going to tie this to, I guess it's going to be some kind of formula, like social media and all different kinds of things. That may be the worst part of this at all. Because what these guys will do to get more likes and more followers and all that stuff, I don't even want to think about.
I feel like it's just very nebulous reasoning to give this money away. I mean, why don't you just say, look, you're popular. You move the needle. We'll just give you some money. Like, we're just paying you off. It doesn't have to be a formula. There doesn't have to be a calculation. Just take the money. Go away.
All right. Well, we'll follow this up as we move along. Now, in terms of Golf News Net, which, peeps, I'm telling you, it's the greatest. It's golfnewsnet.com. Or you can follow them on Twitter at Golf News Net. There is, as we're finding out with more of our friends across the golf world, a betting aspect to golf that's pretty popular right now. And we've seen it with fantasy football and all kinds of stuff. Well, golf's in it in a big way now, even to the point of having a sports book at TPC Scottsdale. That's open all year round, which is a great idea. Holy cow. So talk to me for a minute about Golf News Net and how you go about doing all. This seems like it takes kind of a lot of work.
Well, I mean, what I've talked about sports betting, golf betting, and fantasy golf, daily fantasy golf, for about as long as I can remember running the site.
Yeah.
And got out ahead of it, well ahead of the legalization of it or the ruling on the Supreme Court that made it possible to be legal in more states. And
right.
There is definitely a lot of work that goes into betting and winning. And I think there's also a lot of there are way more casual bettors than serious bettors, people who just want to have a little fun, have something to right. care about on a right. Sunday afternoon. And for that, you know, minor sports bets are great. $5 here, $10 there.
Right.
$3 here, whatever. That's fine. But then there are kind of the diehards that they bet $50 and $100 or more per bet. And
yeah,
I'm sure that can spiral into problems, but there's also kind of a professional aspect to that as well.
Right. And we're all adults here. It shouldn't spiral into other problems. I assume now this is none of my business, but I mean, I assume that you're betting too, if you just as a business thing, to be fair, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So Virginia passed sports betting and started this year. Previously to that, I would occasionally wager if I'm in a place where it was legal, so like Nevada or
right.
New Jersey. But now I can just drive over the border 30 minutes, play some bets, and, you know, kind of make good on my. What yeah. I'm telling people to do, because I would feel really bad telling people to do something and then not doing it myself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and you know, I'm not a tax attorney. I've played one on TV, but have you checked into the, like, can you deduct your losings from gambling?
You can, to the point that it doesn't, like, you can't lose more than you make if that in your income. Right. But you can deduct your gambling losses. Fortunately, I'm up for the year. Unfortunately, that doesn't help my tax situation.
Yeah, see, and I said it totally as a joke. And of course, you can do it. Of that, you know, that makes sense to me. All right. Now, before we let you go, Ryan Ballingy of Golf News Net, we got a pretty big deal coming up in about a week's time here, don't we?
We do.
Where are you going? Where are we going?
It's a French Lick resort.
Yeah.
For 5 rounds of golf in 3 days at the lovely French Lick Resort Casino.
Yeah.
We're having a really good time, and I really need this. It's going to be great. Yeah.
You know, everybody needs it. My brother Mitchie is coming. I haven't seen him in over a year. Obviously, I haven't seen you and some of the other people. And I'm also grateful, somebody else that's on our show fairly regularly, Trevor Riesk, is going to be there. And yep. we've become good friends, and we've never met, like a lot of the people that we meet through Twitter and doing our shows and things. And I can't wait, because, you know, I've been a French Lick ambassador for a long time. And
I love it. Yeah, love it.
It is. It's going to be great. And I get to see you pulverize a golf ball for a couple of days. It'll be awesome.
And hopefully we play a little scramble action and we can all benefit.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'm a good putter.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Scrambles are good for me because I don't do anything else well, but I can putt pretty well. All right. Go back to your big money match out there where you are now. And this was great having you actually on the golf course. And I really appreciate that you would take a few minutes from bashing balls to speak with us. And I'll see you in about a week's time, man.
I can't wait. It's going to be such a blast. And
me too.
Oh, it's been too long. Can't wait.
I know. Thanks, Ryan.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
Welcome back. I still can't get over it. Every single time, the times we've gotten to spend with Michael Gallagher, who is half a world away from us, and a person that I respect and admire more than almost anyone, I can't tell you, our great listeners, how much I love this. Joining us now, the founder of the Irish Junior Open Tour, the best tour for golf youngsters, what different ages, in the world. And I don't want to hear any crap from him about in Europe or any of that stuff. It's in the world. And Michael Gallagher is joining us now. Mickey, how are you?
Matthew, I'm doing great, and it's great to finally get on a Zoom call with you after, you know, the whole world's been in turmoil for the last year, and we haven't been speaking in a while. So it's great to get on Zoom with you and you know, talk about how things are going and how they're progressing for the year ahead.
It is great, and I don't know. Usually, when we talk to you, we do a Facebook call or one of those things. And now that all of us in the last year have pretty much lived and died with Zoom, and we all know what we're doing for the most part, to actually be able to sit and look at each other while we're talking is great. And, you know, I've always said this, you're like the handsomest guy, golf pro. You know, I see you put these pictures up on all social media and everything, and I just sit there and go, he can't be this good a person and that good looking at the same time. He can't. You're blushing. Why are you blushing?
Marty, send me your address and I'll ensure that there's a nice check in the post.
All right. Here's where I want to start with you. And people that are loyal listeners know about the Irish Junior Open Tour. This is for everybody, as we all know, an incredibly difficult year we've been through, especially over there. We've just had, in the last couple of days, pretty big doings in terms of golf in Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Tell us a bit. Golf courses are open now?
Yes. Golf in Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, they're split into two different jurisdictions. Golf in Northern Ireland has been open from the start of April, and golf in the Republic of Ireland has opened up in the last couple of days. Actually, just today, I got a good bit of news from the media that inter-county travel will be allowed in the next few weeks in Ireland, which is huge for allowing me to run my events again. Purely because in the past sort of 4 or 5 months, people haven't been allowed to travel outside of their county. So therefore, it's, you know, running a golf event has been impossible. So in the last number of days, as I say, the Republic of Ireland have opened up their golf courses. Northern Ireland's been opened up for a few weeks. So it's great now. It's great to see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I've been harping on the last year and trying to, you know, motivate all the kids to get out, get a bit of fitness, you know, try and look after, you know, areas of their game, which I feel maybe they don't spend enough time on, i.e. fitness, strength and conditioning, things like that. So I've been trying to although, you know, there hasn't been much light, I've been trying to put a bit of light on it and trying to spin it in a different way and try and make kids there want to get out and you know, improve their lifestyle and improve their body so that when golf comes back, you know, they're in a much better position to go ahead and see improvements.
Yeah. Well, what we've tried to do here is look for silver linings throughout this whole thing. And one of those things, there was a period of time when golf courses were closed here also, but that for a long time now, you've been able to go with the protocols, only one rider per cart and all those different kinds of things. You had to book tee times online, all kinds of things. Golf is the one thing where you're outside, you're socially distanced, especially if you're like me, because I'm hitting out of the woods most of the time. I'm not in the fairway with the other guys I'm playing with. I'm in the woods a lot, so I'm by myself over there. But that's the silver lining, is that golf has been so great, especially for someone like me that has been able to play on the weekends when the weather hasn't been brutal. But I just keep thinking about you, and I follow you, as you know, real closely on social media. You've put this tour is amazing. There are people from all over Europe that come to play in your events. And so it's been a particularly difficult time for you, but you said a light at the end of the tunnel. You're starting to, when will you be able to start doing your events again?
I would envisage June. Basically, obviously with kids still at school,
yeah.
Golf's just getting started up again. It's very busy. So it's just trying to, you know, find the perfect timing. And I think June, I'm pretty 99% sure June will be the opening. As you touched on, you know, there's kids coming from all over Europe. There's kids coming from all over the world. I've launched a new event last year called the Champion of Champions. Basically, yes. What I wanted to do with that event was I wanted to try and create an elite tournament for junior golf champions from all across the world to compete in. There's over 30 junior golf tours have signed up to host qualifying events over the world. This year, there's 250 kids. It sold out in minutes back in January. There's 250 kids coming from 35 different countries to Ireland in August for that event. Now, obviously, that's all going to be dependent on you know, rules and regulations regarding travel. But I'm hopeful in the last 24 hours, I think the Irish government are starting to, you know, open up a wee bit. And I feel a bit more hopeful that, you know, come August, there will be plans in place to allow international travel to get back up and going again. So, you know, it has been a very difficult time, but you know, I think once we get started again in June with the vaccine rollout and the way things have been progressing, I definitely feel we're seeing, you know, good light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't think we'll be closing down again. Fingers crossed, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, not only the Irish Junior Open Tour, but the Champion of Champions is... just remind people who the trophies for your events are named after.
So it started a number of years ago. I got Gary Player on board. And then back then it was mainly a summer tour, if you like. There was just events in the right. summer. But the last number of years, with having seen how positive and successful and how much kids wanted to play in an all-year-round tour, I now have four seasonal tours, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. So now you've got Darren Clark. So got Darren Clark for the winter tour. Payne Stewart. Obviously, Payne's deceased now, but got in touch with Payne's wife, Tracy.
Yeah.
And it's all been agreed with Tracy to have a Payne Stewart Memorial Trophy, which it gives me goosebumps when I think of Payne Stewart. You know, I think of a lot of the kids, you know, because they're so young, they don't remember Payne. Like Payne to me, I always grew up, and Payne and Tiger Woods were two of my favorite golfers growing up. You know, that iconic moment at Pinehurst winning the US Open,
yeah.
the fist pump, you know, and just what a guy he was. So Payne Stewart, Darren Clark, Gary Player as a touchdown, and then Ping Golf. So that's the four tours. They've all been so supportive. Gary Player, as you see, like, he's forever on social media.
He's been amazing.
Promoting events. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, you know, as I said to you in the past, I don't tend to think, probably a bit like yourself, maybe when you finish your acting career and you sit back and like, reading your article the other day and the amount of famous people that you've met over the years and starred in films with, you then probably think to yourself, you know what? I actually had a good life. You know, I done well. And, yep. You know, but you were probably going through that bubble, bit like I'm doing it now. You just kept going and going and you're trying to better yourself and move on. And yeah. That's maybe when I'm older, I might sit back and realize, you know what? I enjoyed what I'd done. It was great to see so many kids coming through. Like one of the kids who won one of my events about maybe 5 or 6 years ago was a young guy called Tom McKibben.
Yes, sir.
Tom actually turned professional this week. He's playing on the European tour this week. He's only 18 years of age.
He's 18 years old, Michael.
Yeah. Like Tom, I remember Tom winning that day and like maybe 6 or 8 under par and he was only about 12 and like just blew the field away. And you know, it's crazy now when you're starting to see guys like Tom there coming through. And like, you know, Tom is an outstanding talent. There's a lot of young kids coming through from Ireland that are equally as outstanding. So, you know, I'm just putting it in a platform and place where I've always said my events are for all kids. They're open for all kids, boys and girls from all across the world. You know, there's no qualifying to play in any events. You just compete in as many or as little events as you wish, you know, so it's open. It's not like a tournament where, you know, there's only the top 50 kids playing. I have it open to everybody. And, you know, you never know. Look at Ian Poulter when he was young. He wasn't expected to go on and do the things that he's done. So, you know, I always feel irrespective of your handicap and what age you are, you can always progress and potentially go on and do big things in the game.
Yeah. We see it in all sports, but especially in golf. Tom McKibben, because of you, I have friends over there now, like Tom, who because of social media, we follow each other. Sean Ryan, Thomas Owens, all these families that I feel like they're close friends of mine now. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. And the more we go along and the longer these tournaments have been going on that you've put together, you're going to start to see more and more of these kids doing what Tom McKibben is doing, which is incredible because, like you say, you have given them this platform. And a lot of them, if all they do is love the game, so they play it their whole life because they started when they were young, that's an incredible, you've had an incredible impact, Michael. And first of all, thank you for not saying maybe when I get as old as you one day, I'll look back and it'll be okay. But you will, you'll look back and think about all thousands of lives that you've touched by that point, thousands. And it's why I respect and admire you so much for everything that you've done.
Yeah, like, you know, there, a number of months ago, I just sat back and sort of drummed the numbers as how many kids would have played over the years, and I envisaged it to be over 10,000 by the end of this year. You know, so, I mean, like, that's to me, it's more just, you know, like, as you said there, you feel like you're friends with these people now, like Thomas Owens and Tom McKibben, people like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I had that same thing with a lot of the families that come to my events. You know, like we're it's almost like a big family now.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, when you go there and you play maybe 2 or 3 events in the space of a few days and they're coming with you and staying in the hotel, and you know, it's great to see the enthusiasm and the, you know, all the kids that are coming to the events, they're rocking up to the event, you know, like many tour stars coming there with their golf clubs and they're all kitted out and they're, you know, their earphones on, and it's great. You know, it sort of, as you say, you know, I probably won't sit back until I'm older and then it maybe will click, you know, the impact that maybe my events have had. But at the end of the day, I always say, without people like, you know, like yourself and the media there, the sponsors, all the kids and their families, you know, these things, it's okay for me to put them on, But at the end of the day, it takes all the families, it takes all the kids, it takes all the sponsors and everybody to put it together.
It does, but never forget, I won't let you forget that you are the catalyst for all this. So enough of this humility stuff. I don't like it. Anyway, I am so grateful we got to talk today, and to see your face while we're talking is a joy to me. And we'll catch up with you soon, because I want our listeners to have updates on when we open. Maybe we'll get back in touch in June, and hopefully things will be started up again, and we'll be able to chat then.
Definitely, Marty. Yeah, I'll do a good recap for you over the summer, and hopefully we keep talking about it year on year, but hopefully now, once COVID dies down, this will be your opportunity to come to Ireland, and we'll finally get a game, and hopefully we can resemble a picture that you have in your background there of who did you say the golfer was again?
Bobby Donner from Mork and Mindy. That'll be you and me. Yeah.
Sounds good, Matthew.
All right. Cheers, Thank you, Michael. Man. Thanks, All the best. Man.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Men O' War Golf, the golf improvement experts.
Welcome back. Backspin Golf. Why am I talking like that? Joining me now, as he does every week, I have a new name for him. Man of War Matt. How about that? Matt McGrady from Man of War Golf, heretofore known as Man of War Matt. Hi, Matt.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I like the name. It works out well.
Yeah, well, I've thought long and hard about this, trying to come up. I've come up with a couple other ones, but I can't use them. The radio. So we'll go with Man of War Matt. And we have something in a few minutes really exciting to talk about that's going on over there at Man of War. But before we do, it kind of ties in with what I want to talk about first. When we have a demo day, which is what's coming up at Man of War. And so I'd come out there and we would go out to the range and maybe try a few different clubs, and you would set up a launch monitor or a TrackMan or what, I don't even know what they're called anymore. But I think most people, we all know that pros use them. Everybody uses them. You're a top 100 club fitter, Man of War Golf in America. You use all the statistics to fit for the right clubs. Could you tell us a little bit about exactly what that is, what those kind of stats are?
So it's changed since they were invented, per se. They've changed how this, you know, the TrackMan phase has changed how far the ball goes, how fast people swing it. And it's what it's done is it's optimized everything. Everybody can see, you know, all these numbers like spin, launch, curvature. We can see how much the ball is curving, you know, left to right, and what kind of side spin there is on it. We can see all these different numbers with the club head, you know, where the club head is traveling through impact, how open or how closed the face is, dynamic loft. There's all kinds of things we can see on these launch monitors. And what it helps is when I give you a club, per se, let's say you're getting fit for a driver, I give you a driver with one shaft in it. You hit it five times, I get some numbers, and then we'll, off the numbers that we see, we have your club head speed, and we have these numbers that, per se, need to be more optimized for your club head speed. So somebody who swings it 100 miles an hour with a driver might need a little bit stiffer shaft, of course, than somebody who swings it 90 miles an hour. But let's say the 90 mile an hour guy, per se, hits up on it, his angle of attack is up, his shaft is going to be a little bit different than the 100 mile an hour guy who per se hits down on it. Shaft is going to be a little bit different. So all the launch monitors have been able to make us do is become better fitters versus the old eyeball test, as we say.
Right.
It launched good, it flew good, went good. Well, now we know, it launched good, but it had too much spin on it. So let's get you a shaft that's got a little bit less spin in it, and boom, we'll put that together. Maybe we'll change the head out. Maybe we'll put a little bit lower lofted head on or whatever that may be. So that's how awesome these machines are. And of course, there's TrackMan, there's FlightScope, there's GC Quad. There's all kinds of them out there. You know, you see a lot of the orange boxes, as we call them, the TrackMans on tour. I mean, those are the most popular things that you see on tour. But you're seeing a lot more GC Quads now. They're pretty mobile. You know, they like to take them out onto the course. You know, you've seen Phil, I think he was at one of the tour events, and he was carrying around his GC Quad and just popped it down, hit a couple of shots. And Bryson does the same thing. So they've gotten a little bit more portable. All of the top level ones pretty much tell you the same information. They kind of read them a little bit differently, but all in all, they're all just as accurate as the other. So they're awesome. They're fun to play with too.
First of all, you said the name you're not supposed to say. That's number one.
Okay.
All right. And you know who I'm talking about. I was just about to say, there's something about when I'm watching a tournament and a commercial comes on with the Bulk and Bubba trying to get me to buy one of these.
Yep.
You know how it makes me feel. I'm like, sorry, no way. That's how I feel.
Oh, I thought it made you feel like, bubbly inside.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of bubbly inside. And I'll tell you, he's a horrible actor too. Anyway, so we have that now. Let's talk a little about this. What's going on out at Man of War? This huge demo day deal that we having. Take it from the beginning. When is
it? It is Saturday, May 8th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have all kinds of vendors out here.
Yeah, there's like 2,000 different kind of vendors, right?
But there's a lot. We've got Callaway, TaylorMade, Strixon, Cleveland, Zexio, Mizuno, Titleist, Ping. I mean, we've got pretty much all your major manufacturers will be here. And it's basically how it's like $20. It's kind of like a festival carnival deal, if you want to look at it like that. $20 will get you into the gate where all of the vendors will be. And you don't have to worry about golf balls. All the vendors are going to have golf balls. Just bring your current clubs if you want to get fit for something special. You know, if you want to come get four new irons, bring your current 7-iron of your set that you have now, bring it up and go through all the different companies. You'll be able to hit every club from every company if you want. You can spend all day up there hitting clubs from everybody.
And you can spend all day.
It'd be pretty easy to spend all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have Don Franklin's going to be out. There's going to be some cars on display that, you know, Don Franklin's, we've been lucky enough to partner with them. So they're going to be out there as well. And we'll maybe have some food trucks or two sitting around. Everybody can get something to eat. And then Man of War as a whole is still going to be open as normal. We'll have some sales in the pro shop and you'll be able to hit balls just like you normally would on the range.
Yeah. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I've been to a couple of those and they're really great. And nobody will be disappointed when you leave there, whether you actually buy something or not, you will know pretty much exactly how you're feeling about certain clubs and what the actual result of you hitting balls with all these different clubs and fits are. Yes. So it benefits you anyway.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the few days that, you know, that you will be able to compare everybody's equipment basically side by side, because you'll be able to go hit irons from Ping, move to the next station, and you can go hit the irons from Callaway. And you'll be able to do that with everybody, and it'll be so much easier. And a little, you know, just like a standard iron fitting here, it just may not take as much time sometimes, but, you know, you're going to be able to do the same things and compare everybody's stuff to everybody's stuff, which is pretty cool.
Right. In one shot, so to speak. Yep. Get it one shot. That was pretty good. I just thought of something that I don't think I've ever asked you. So when you play, I know you don't play nearly enough golf,
right?
Because you're so busy there at Man of War. I understand that. And you got stuff going on in life too, as most of us do.
Right.
What would you say your handicap is now?
now it's probably I could still confidently say I'm 3 or 4.
Okay, which is great because you never play. I mean,
right.
That's great. What's the lowest your handicap has ever been?
I was at one point, I was a plus 2.4 when I was living at home, kind of in high school and just out of high school and college. I was living at home. I worked a little bit, but I played a ton of golf at the country club I grew up at. And so I played all day, every day still. And I got all the way down to a plus 2.4 at one point.
That's pretty impressive. Did you ever think about maybe trying to do that professionally?
Oh, no. Even though I was really good at my little club, you took me somewhere else and I just, you know, instead of being, I was probably a 1 or 2 somewhere else. You know, I get used to playing that kind of the same golf course every day. So you got a little more comfortable versus going somewhere else. Like, you know, I was a 0 or a 1 or 2, like I said. So it's never been something that's ever crossed my mind because the guys that are on the mini tours or your Monday qualifier people, their bad day is 67 at a really tough golf course. My bad day is like 81. So there's a huge difference.
Okay. I was just thinking about it, you know, because as we know, a lot of people and there are, we really forget, like the worst pro golfers are the best golfers in the world.
Yep.
I mean, the worst ones. And we kind of forget about that. And so I guess it's good that you weren't chasing that dream around, you know, because clearly you weren't good enough to do it. I mean,
absolutely. Really. And I didn't have the money. Definitely didn't have the money either.
Yeah, well, there's that too. And you didn't want to sleep in your car and do all that stuff that we've heard so much about.
Yeah, now, eat ramen, eat the dollar sodium-filled noodles for dinner 6 nights a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is that wrong? That's what I do now. What, I mean, okay.
You're a physical specimen. You're okay.
I am. And I've been this way my whole life. Pop-Tarts and ramen noodles. And I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
Okay. As always, thanks, man. Anything else you think about that we might want to know about demo days or what else is going on over at Man of War?
Nothing besides, you know, we'd love to have everybody out at Man of War and at Thoroughbred Golf Club out in Nicholasville.
Yeah.
We'd love to have everybody out there to come out and see us. We're making changes to the golf course. We're going to have some tournaments coming up. We're going to start up a men's league out there, July 4th scramble. If you need somewhere to host your golf outing, we'd be happy to have you or just happy to have you for a round of 9 holes. We'd love to have people out there at the golf course.
Right. And for people that don't know, Man of War is now managing Thoroughbred, right?
Yes.
Out in Nicholasville.
Yep.
Cool. And I'm going to be out there. I need to, you know, because when I review a golf course, it usually goes viral and it's pretty important. Because
high profile guy, right?
I'm a big deal. Yeah. As I like to tell myself all the time, because nobody else will. All right. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you this week and can't wait for demo day.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.
All right, peeps. That'll do it for another edition. I always want to say 60 minutes because that's how they end 60 minutes. Anyway, thanks to all our wonderful partners. Of course, Man of War Golf, Lexington Parks and Rec, Edwin Watts, Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Clark's Pump and Shop, Gearheads, Kentucky CBD, and Georgetown Advantage Air, and Jake's Cigar Bar. This is the biggest list of incredible partners. I'm very thankful for all of them. Have a great week. Have a great Sunday. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Backspin Golf here on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their 5 public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play Golf Lexington.